no matter what the situation, if you, you know, put the pads on, you want to go out and compete and go win. And that's, you know, that was important for us.
And then you see how Everson scooped up. Yeah. First of all, you had interceptions, but the big guy taking it into the house. Right?
That was awesome. You know, great play by really all the guys up front there, and then Anthony keeping the ball alive. Everson, athletic. About as athletic as a D-line as you're going to find, pick it up.
Then you had X and Trey with his interceptions. Mm-hmm. You guys just had a lot of great defensive plays that you guys knew that you still had. It was fun to kind of uncork them, at least at the end there.
Yeah, you know, there's no let-up in this group. And, no matter what happens, you know, we know we can make plays. And that's what we did today.
We know it's a business, but a lot of the guys here are emotional. They don't know if they're going to come back, you mm-hmm. know. In the NFL, you're never ever going to have the core group, but a lot of you guys have been together for a while. Could you feel that as a collective energy in a way going into this one?
Yeah, we've got great chemistry on this team, and you know, it is a business, so guys come and go. So that's just how it goes. But when you're together, you have to take advantage of it and play for each other, and play for the team.
Did you guys make notice of the people up on the roof?
I didn't even know it happened until after the game. So, yeah, I just heard about it.
You were that focused?
Yeah, I mean, I rarely look up at the rafters, I guess.
Reason to.
Yeah.
You would, I'm sure, be ready if there were a playoff game next week, but how badly does your body right now? He's going to appreciate not having to do this in 7 days. I know you'd trade it.
No question. I think no matter who you are, what team you're on, you know, you got your bumps and bruises, but that's, you know, that's how the game is. It's a long season. You got to be a pro. You got to take care of yourself and get as healthy as possible.
You're likely, the weeks and months ahead, to have friends ask you what happened after the 5-0 start. What answer were you given?
It's simple. You just didn't make enough plays to win. I mean, you know, people can talk about how, you know, things fell apart and everything, but every year it comes down to a couple plays here and a couple plays there, from being, you know, 500 to being 10-6, 11-5. And that's true with this year as well. So we just have to make those plays in the future.
I have no doubt Terrence Newman could play one more season, but if this is it, what's his legacy as an NFL player?
Oh, it's incredible. You know, we're just fortunate to be in the same room with him. I don't even want to say he could play one more year. He could play multiple years into the future. So, you know, I don't make decisions, but I know he's a competitor. He's physical. He's tough. He's covered. You just don't find anybody like him.
When you look ahead, are you hopeful the next season?
Yeah. Obviously, and it's, you know, it hurts to end the season this way, but you just got to learn from it.
With Terrence, do you try to ask him the secrets of longevity, or what?
Yeah,
we
ask him all the time, and he obviously does all the right things and takes care of himself. But, you know, some of that's got to be hereditary, and it's incredible. He's also his brain, you know, mm-hmm. smart guy, his study habits, you know, that allows him to make a lot of plays as well.